It's as human as it comes, preparing food for your people. But in times of droughts, just getting to the point of adding water to the vegetables takes formidable effort. I meet with a family in the village of Andra Nomadio, who tell me this pumping station was built by the government to bring water up from the Mandaray River, 5 kilometres away. But in 2 decades, the valves haven't opened. The tank was never filled because the pipes were never laid.
They brought trucks and materials and built it, but then went away and never came back.
The irony is, Darnay's family has taken residence in the pump house, but because of the drought, they've had to sell their possessions in order to eat. And now, every day, all ages set off to find water on the long walk to the Mandaray River. And this is what tens of thousands of people across the region do. It's often a journey of several hours there and back. I went along with Suenzue and his brothers. The wind is searing and the sun saps your energy. And they do this day after day after day. We passed young children doing their bit for the village. And after 2 long hours, we arrive at the river. Its murky waters are life-saving, and containers are filled. Remember now, they have to return with 20, sometimes 40 litres of water on their backs.
We've never experienced anything like this. It's a very, very hard situation. There are no seasons anymore. It's just hot, dry and windy. That's why we have to come here to take water from the river.
Even the river has run dry in recent years, but rain in the far mountains has replenished its flow. And they come, man and beast. So this is effectively the kitchen tap for thousands and thousands of people. People who've walked for hours just to get their supplies. Water for washing, water for cooking, and water for drinking. And so the journey back home, up the valley, begins. And in the resolute determination of the villagers, you may wonder at the injustice of it all. People that did nothing to make global warming happen, being forced to live like this, year after remorseless year. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, The Grand Sud, Madagascar.